USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of coronavirus vaccines could be coming by the middle of December. Pfizer applied Friday for an emergency use approval from the FDA for their vaccine. When it receives that approval, the shots could quickly be in the hands of states' health departments. Dr. Monsef Slaoui says vaccines could be on their way to states 24 hours after an approval is granted. The chief advisor for Operation Warp Speed tells NBC's Meet the Press that it will then be up to the states to decide who would be the first to be vaccinated.
Within 24 hours from the approval, the vaccine will be moving and located in the areas where each state will have told us where they want the vaccine doses. And then it is each state that will decide specifically, based on the guidance from the ACIP and CDC, who they will vaccinate.
Coronavirus cases in the U.S. surpassed 12 million last week. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Congressional leaders from both parties say that passing a coronavirus stimulus bill will be their top priority when they get back to Washington. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will reportedly meet soon after Congress returns from its Thanksgiving break to restart negotiations. But more members say that a bill is needed as soon as possible as the pandemic worsens across the country. Congressman Tim Ryan says he wants to see a stimulus bill get done to help out restaurant and service industry workers. The Ohio Democrat tells Fox News that it's time to help out the working class.
So all the northern states and their restaurants and kind of venues are really going to be shut down and take a hit, and all those workers. So let's, all I'm saying is, look, if the big banks needed money, we'd get the big banks money. That always happens. Now the working class needs a little bit of a help, not a handout, but a hand up, and to get through this. And I think we're obligated to do that, responsible to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There's a possible legal dust-up coming in the Wolverine state. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
On Friday, leaders of Michigan's Republican-controlled state legislature met with President Trump in the White House at his invitation. Democratic AG of Michigan Dana Nessel caught wind of the meeting and said she is now conferring with election law experts on whether officials may have violated any state laws prohibiting them from engaging in bribery, perjury, or conspiracy. Constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley is crying foul.
I really object to the Michigan Attorney General and others who are suggesting that legislators could be criminally investigated for asking these questions or even meeting with President Trump. I mean, that is absolutely outrageous. I mean, you're saying that if these legislators investigate these issues or raise objections, you could criminally investigate them and charge them. The media has been entirely silent on that. Just as with the harassment of lawyers, that goes to the integrity of our legal system, our legislative process. And no one should stay silent in the face of those types of destructive calls for criminal investigations.
And the Cincinnati Bengals fear they may have lost their standout rookie quarterback for the rest of the season. Joe Burrow was carted off the field Sunday in the third quarter of the Bengals' 20-9 loss to Washington. Initial reports say the Rookie of the Year candidate has torn the ACL in his left knee. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.